Phoenix Audio presents
A Cry in the Night by Mary Higgins Clark. Jenny began looking for the cabin at dawn. All night she had lain awake, the stillness of the house oppressive and clutching. She got out of bed and began to dress, choosing the long underwear that she wore under her ski suit. She had turned on the radio at 4 o'clock. The weather report was unchanged for the area of Granite Place, Minnesota. The temperature was 12 degrees Fahrenheit, the wind chill factor making it 24 below zero. It didn't matter. If she froze to death in the search, she would try to find the cabin. Somewhere in that forest, it was there. Jenny decided to take a compass, a hammer, tacks, and pieces of cloth. She could nail the cloth to trees to help her find her way back. Downstairs, she made coffee and zipped on her ski suit. Her mind came into focus. She had considered going to Sheriff Gunderson, but he would surely refuse to help and would simply stare at her with that familiar look of speculative disdain. She looked at the calendar. Saturday, February 15th. She shivered. It was nearly 14 months since that day in the gallery when she'd met Eric. No, that couldn't be. It was a lifetime ago. She caught sight of herself in the mirror. Her eyes were heavily shadowed, wide-pupiled and expressionless. Her cheeks were drawn. The weight loss since the birth had left her too thin. 27 years old. It seemed to her that she